This call is being recorded.
So there we go. This call is being recorded, and I want to say welcome everybody to the call. It's great to have you here this evening. I have a few announcements I want to share with you. So here are my announcements. There is no call next Monday. I will be away visiting my roots. My roots are Manitoba. So I will be away for a fall drive. No call next Monday. I also want to announce, if you happen to be in the Kelowna area, I am having a birthday celebration at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. That's on Saturday, September 29th. This is a breakfast meeting. It starts at 9:30 in the morning. The fee, including breakfast, is $20. And this is where I have a big birthday cake to share and gifts and success stories to share. And it's just going to be a real celebration. The presentation I am doing is on colors. We need different colors of foods to feed every body system. So far, we have 41 people registered, and we're waiting for more registrations. Next and final announcement is Taffy Team registration. That's Taffy Team 45 registrations are on the way. If you would like to understand health and to be a part of the whole health movement, please register for Taffy. Very briefly, Taffy stands for Taking Action for Your Health. Okay, now I am hearing background noise. If you would be so kind to mute out, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Taffy.
Excuse me. You
stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It is a movement of transforming the health of nations. Taffy is a health program which empowers you to confidently take on your own health without the need of any practitioners. Taffy is life-saving, as many diagnosed with life-threatening health issues have been able to save their own lives. Taffy is a program that helps you to save money. As you know, huge amounts of money are being spent on going from one practitioner to another. Taffy provides you with answers to your health problems. It is a life skill. It is one-of-a-kind education. There's nobody else in this whole world that's educating people on health, how to prevent it, how to keep it, how to prevent diseases. So it's unique, and it has a profound structure, and it's all done via teleconference call. You don't have to fly anywhere. You don't have to drive anywhere. You pick up the phone and dial in once a day for 20 minutes, 5 days a week. Taffy is scientifically documented, and it follows the laws of nature. Taffy is result-oriented. You do Taffy for 2 months, you will get health results. And it's an action course, not just a course with information. And Taffy is also coupled with quality-controlled Nature Sunshine products. If you are interested and you want to know how to take on your own health, then please register for Taffy. I'm going to give you my Taffy registration cell number, 250-718-2852. And now I want to turn the time over to Jacqueline. She's here with us from Vancouver, and she will introduce to us our guest speaker. Go ahead, please, Jacqueline.
Oh, hello, everybody. Thank you, Donna. I'm delighted to introduce Dr. Joan Painter. I'm just going to read a brief bio, and then we'll let Dr. Joan talk.
All right.
Okay. Dr. Joan Painter is a naturopathic doctor and a multi-talented mother, grandparent, and therapist. Dr. Joan has been a successful teacher, principal, curriculum director, superintendent of schools, divorce counselor, and is now doing what she believes is what she was put on earth to do, which is being a health coach. Dr. Joan has worked in the toughest settings, taking on the challenges that no one else wanted. She has redirected and redesigned numerous school programs that were failing and successfully winning an appeal in the Ninth Circuit Court to help school districts across the nation. She has supervised some of the best and some of the worst employees surviving challenges with finesse, truth, and facts to overcome the obstacles. Her leadership skills started as a young child in her parents' restaurant and continues today as she helps small businesses with training and financial challenges. Dr. Joan continues to help hundreds of authors write their stories and over 89 authors to write and publish their books. Joan helps people embrace their life by guiding them from the heart to create their legacy. Dr. Joan has also taken the TAFE course, and Dr. Joan will talk to you about how she recently overcame cancer herself using the cancer program that we offer. So I'll hand this over now to Dr. Joan Painter.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you, Dr. Joan. Woohoo! Nice to have you on.
Okay.
And thank you, Jacqueline. Go ahead, please, Dr. Joan.
All right. Well, thank you. I've been through a lot of things and enjoyed life, and I'm still here. And I do give a lot of thanks to that with the TAFE program as well as using Pawpaw. So as a just kind of a quick little nutshell story, in 2015, October 2015 to be specific, I was taking care of a really dear friend who had bronchial pneumonia and was bedridden with it. And while I was taking care of her, her life partner called an exterminator to have the house sprayed inside and out. And I begged him to cancel the treatment, and he let me know whose house it was and that I didn't have any say in what was done at his home. Anyway, so the extermination happened inside and out, and I was very perfectly healthy, doing fine, but I started coughing, and I was like, whoa, this is bad, and I begged him to stop and everything. And 10 days later, my girlfriend passed away, and they did an autopsy, and when they looked at her lungs, they saw this shredding in the lungs. They didn't see what, like, if you've looked at an x-ray before, a pneumonia, you'll see, cloudy. But with this, it was like shredding of the lungs. And at that point, the doctors were talking to us, and they said, what's going on? And I had been sick, coughing and everything, and I felt like maybe I'd caught, some of the bronchitis and everything. And so we all decided, her husband had been, her partner had been having the same problems with lots of coughing and everything. So we both went in and we had the x-rays done too. And lo and behold, our lungs look the same. And it's the strangest thing you can ever look at to see, like, the shredding, the stringy stuff in the lungs when you're looking at that. And so they did MRIs and everything under the sun to look at this to find out what was going on. And 3 months later, her life partner passed away too from this because he couldn't fight it off. And I was still holding on. And though I was sick and I was trying to do everything under the sun, I was trying to do respiratory things. And I didn't even occur to me that no one used the word cancer. And I just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and I couldn't breathe. And I thought, what is going on? So I started taking some Pawpaw, thinking, okay, I've got to do something to cut this, because what they were giving me and what they were telling me to do was not working. And in March, they said, Joan, we just don't believe you're going to make it to June. We don't think that the end of June you're going to be with us. And we think you and your husband need to do your bucket list stuff now. And I had a team of 7 doctors. I went to doctors here. I went to doctors at Scripps in San Diego, and I went to doctors in the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale. So I had 3 different opinions, and they all said the same thing. So I thought, okay, well, I got to prove them wrong. So I upped my Pawpaw, and I was taking 12 a day at this point. And I actually was feeling better, could, breathe a little bit better, was still having some problems and stuff. But my husband and I decided, well, we'll just take a little trip, because it was my 40th class reunion in the end of July, and I was still alive at the end of July, still taking my Pawpaw, still eating really well, really following the TAFE program, in eating what I should be eating and stuff, but trying not to put too many supplements and things into my body. Oddly enough, you know, we were in the mountains, and I woke up one morning, and I woke up with this lump that looked like a golf ball, larger than a golf ball, in my throat. And, you know, it was the weirdest thing because it was right over my carotid artery and my voice box. And so I wasn't able to talk, and I wasn't able to hardly breathe at that point, and had a tremendous headache. And I thought, what in the world is this? So my husband rushed me to the emergency room, and the doctor said, when are you going to be home? And I said, 10 days. And he said, okay, I'm going to give you this. And I took 50 milligrams of prednisone a day for 10 days, which is just horribly, tremendously bad. And so, of course, I took lots and lots of probiotics to, you know, cut that. And I got home, and the doctors were just like, oh, my gosh, they took another MRI and saw this thing. They said, boy, this cancer is all right here in this lump. And they did another MRI, a full-body MRI scan of my entire body. And it was perfectly clean. My lungs were perfectly clean. The lungs that look shreddy and stuff. So by miracle, you know, and I don't know how pawpaw works for everybody, but, you know, you flush cancer out, or it comes out somewhere through your pores, you flush it out, something. Well, I believe that the miracle for me was that it did push it up to this ball in my throat. And I unfortunately had to have surgery to have it removed. And they, you know, gave me all the warnings, you know, you may not be able to speak because it is right over your voice box. You may have problems, you know, we might end up having to bisect the carotid artery, blah, blah, blah. You know, we just give them this a 50-50 thing. We cannot tell you, you know, that you're going to make it through the surgery. And I said, okay, I'm all right with that. Because, you know, spiritually, we know within ourselves where we are. And I didn't feel like that was going to be a problem. Went through the surgery, came out of it 4 hours later, and I could smell roses. If anybody knows the story of Teresa, but Sister Teresa, that's another story. I felt like I had the healing power of roses and everything. Anyway, my they you know how they do their little. The dissecting of the lump, and it was all the cancer on the outside. It ended up being two tumors instead of one, which is really odd that the MRI only saw one tumor. But when they got in there for the surgery, they saw the two tumors, and they showed me in the glass when I woke up. There were the tumors. They got them out, and I was thrilled, you know. But they were just shocked because only in the center of one of the tumors was the cancer was still alive. All the rest of the tumors, both tumors, is the cancer had died by then. And so I can't explain it anything else except for that. I really believe that the pawpaw really did kill my cancer. And it moved it. And it moved it out of my lungs and bronchial up to a place where the doctors could get to it easier. Because, you know, they told me in June, when they were surprised that I was still alive in June, that, okay, we've got you on the list for a lung transplant. I'm rather young for a lung transplant, but I thought, well, if I have to do it, you know, I'll do it. But I was really thinking that it wasn't going to happen because I really felt like the pawpaw was doing the work. And here I am today to tell you I'm still cancer-free, and I still go in for my six-month checkup, and I'm still cancer-free, and I am continuing taking the pawpaw. I'm still on it. I take only three a day now, just because I want to make sure that anything that's coming up, because I do end up getting hoarse by the end of the day sometimes, and I think that's, you know, just part of the surgery, the scar tissue, but I can talk. So anyway, there I am. Here I am, and that's my nutshell story.
Mm-hmm. Yahoo! Awesome, Dr. Joan. Okay, so we're going to leave questions and answers till the end, and I am going to go through the explanation of injury, inflammation, elimination, and infection. Okay, so we learned a lot from Dr. Joan. Dr. Joan got cancer, as you did here, because her inflammation started from a chemical that was being used in the home. This is the first thing we
do in our cancer program is find out where the poison is coming from that's blocking up the entire lymphatic system. If the lymphatic system is blocked up, that means the poisons are not moving out of the body effectively. So think about all the different poisons. For Dr. Joan, it was a specific chemical. Okay, and that's always the $5 million question, is where is the poison coming from? Because poisons poke holes in the gut membrane, they get into the bloodstream, they make the blood sticky and heavy, and then they impede the flow of blood and circulation. So the blood circulation slows down. The nutrients and oxygen are now having a difficult time reaching the injured area. And the body temperature drops. So one thing we need to know here is cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. This is critical. Your immune system drops by 35% if your body temperature drops by a half a degree. That's scientifically documented and proven. So what we do is clean up the debris. So Dr. Jones stopped using the chemicals that was causing the problem. And here I use cat's claw combination. On the state side, it's called uña de gato, to get the lymphatic system moving out. And we use it in high doses many, many times. Then the next thing we need to know is cancer cells grow because there is an injury. An injury happened for Dr. Joan in her lungs and also in her throat. So there's one thing we need to discover. Cancer does not randomly grow. Cancer cells do not randomly grow in your body. And so the saying goes, oh, you poor, unlucky soul, you got the cancer this time. Cancer grows. Cancer cells replicate for a reason. They replicate to mend a broken membrane to repair an injury. So we really need to get that concept. There is a reason that cancer cells replicate. Your body is trying hard to mend or repair an injury. And an injury can take place anywhere in your body. In Dr. Jones' case, it was the lungs and the throat. And there is many reasons for causes of injury. In her case, it was chemicals, but it could be an accident, a blow, a fracture, nutritional deficiencies, bad teeth, junk food. And whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up a message from the brain to the injured area. That's called the current of injury. And that current of injury triggers the stem cells into action. The stem cells are your little carpenters. They replicate cells for you. But the laws of nature states that stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication without the required building blocks. The required building blocks means amino acids, proteins, vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, and all those nutrients. A carpenter cannot build a house without all the materials needed to build the house. Stem cells cannot replicate healthy cells and could not rebuild Dr. Jones' lung for her without the essential nutrients. This is critical that we understand that. And I am quite certain that you are aware that today's grocery store bought foods lack required nutrients. That's why I rely on, and we need to rely on, the different superfoods that we have from Nature Sunshine. You don't need to be doing the juicing and so on that everybody does. It's not necessary. Plus, it's way more economical. if you use the Nature Sunshine products, they're quality controlled. Each one of those products has gone through an extensive nutritional analysis. And we use products of different colors. So red is Chinese mineral chi tonic. That's essential or essential liquid minerals. And we're going to get the Chinese mineral chi tonic back here in about a week. I am so excited about that here in Canada. So think about red and red foods. Red meat raises body temperature. The Chinese mineral chi tonic raises body temperature. Let's go to yellow. Yellow is flax hull lignans. Lignans is not the same as flax seed. It takes about 2 gallons of flax seed to make one little tiny scoop of flax hull lignans. Flax hull lignans are scientifically documented to bind and move out toxic xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogens are produced by candida and different chemicals and different drugs that people are consuming and using. Those flax lignans cleans that up from your bloodstream. Then we go to white. White is collagen powder, Collatrim Plus. And collagen powder comes from a bovine source. It also has in it freeze-dried aloe vera. It is like the glue to the membranes. It's also amino acids so that your little carpenters, the stem cells, can rebuild healthy cells for you. Moving to blue. Blue is water, which is also a nutrient. And blue is also Zambrosa or Noni juice. We can add those to our smoothie. And then green. Green is chlorophyll or green zone. And we put all these together in a blender bottle. That's all you need. You don't even need a Vitamix or even a blender. In a blender bottle with some water and some ice, along with a Solstice Energy, and shake it up and blend it and drink it. This is nutrients and building blocks for your stem cells to replicate healthy cells for you. Moving to elimination. Your body is created with an amazing lymphatic system that gets the poisons moving out, but it has to move out through the elimination channels, which are your bowels, your kidneys, and your lungs, and your skin. Your bowels need to move twice a day. If they are not, this is where we can use the combination from Nature Sunshine called LBS2. To move the bowels. Or we can use the combination from Nature Sunshine. They just got this one back in Canada called Body Detox. It's 100 capsules of herbs for the kidneys, for the bowels, and for the liver so that the elimination channels are moving. Then, of course, we add water and we drink chlorophyll to move out through the kidneys. Then we need to address infection. This is where Dr. Joan used papa. She used 12 papa a day. And I know Juanita is here on the call. She overcame uterine cancer. Juanita, are you there?
I am.
There she is. There's Juanita. And Juanita has been cancer-free for how many years, Juanita?
It's about 9.
About 9 years. She was also given a bleak sentence, if I can use that word. All right. I mean, it was dismal for her, and she also did the entire PAPA program using cat's claw combination, having a smoothie every day, and eating the right foods to raise her body temperature. And then she used LBS2. To make sure that her bowels were emptying out all the toxic debris. And she used papa because papa gets rid of the fungal infection.
And why does fungus happen? When the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. In a low oxygen environment, below 35%, oxidation flips into fermentation. The process of fermentation produces ammonia and other poisons, and it is fed by sugar. So we know, scientifically documented by Dr. Otto Warburg, 1931, received a Nobel Prize, we know that sugar feeds cancer in a low oxygen environment. In that low oxygen environment, that's when parasites become active. Yeast, candida yeast, becomes active. Fungus becomes active. The fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of the stem cells as they are replicating and mutates the whole replication process. So the end result is mutated cell replication. So you start to see what happens in a low oxygen environment and in a low oxygen and toxic environment. In Dr. Jones' case, it was the lungs and the throat. And the lymphatic system was stagnant, couldn't move it all out. So I'm going to say this. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. And we recently had Diane on the call twice to report how she overcame multiple sclerosis. She was in a wheelchair. She overcame multiple sclerosis using specifically this format and the products from Nature Sunshine. Continuing, when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I hope you see that connection, that all those serious diagnosed disease conditions, cancer, no matter where it is, no matter what diagnosed name you give it, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, infertility, are all related to an injury, a nutritional deficiency, poisons that cause the inflammation, a slow, stagnant lymphatic system that can't move the poisons out, poor elimination channels, the bowels are plugged or the kidneys can't move it out, and in an environment that where the oxygen levels have dropped to below 35%, so fungus becomes active. And in this program, what we really focus on is cleaning out the blood of all the poisonous debris, which leads to low body temperature and low and poor blood circulation. And the blood is usually congested with heavy metals, undigested food particles that is gets there from leaky gut syndrome, from chemicals, sticky fats, metabolic waste. So imagine how difficult it is for your heart to circulate all those nutrients and the oxygen to all the various cells and tissues in your body if you have all this toxic debris in the bloodstream. You have
blood doesn't circulate, you have no energy, you are exhausted, you can't sleep properly. And so to clean the blood, I love MC. On the stateside, it's called MegaCal. We clean all the heavy metals from the bloodstream. So just in a short, just to summarize, in order to overcome all kinds of disease conditions, no matter what name is attached to them, we address injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. We avoid all poisons in our body that can contribute to poor blood circulation, sticky, heavy blood. This is a key that I want everyone to understand. This is a key. So with this, I am going to stop the recording and we will open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second, please.